that bore the round shield. Loud and cruel were the ravens' cries that feasted on the field, saying, "Beck water, cold and clear, will never clean your wounds. There's none but the maid of the winding mere can make thee hale and sound." Then chorus well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the mountain hare, whose coat is as grey as the waste water and as white as the lily fair. Who said green moss and heather band will never staunch the flood? There's none but the witch of the Westmerelands can save thy dear life's blood. So turn, turn your stallion's head, till his grey mane flies in the wind, till the rider o' the moon goes by and the bright star falls behind. Clear was the paling moon when the shadow passed him by. Below the hill was the brightest star when he heard the hoolet cry, saying, "Why do you ride this way? And wherefore come ye here? I seek a witch of the Westmerelands that dwells by the winding mere." Then fly free, your good grey hawk, to gather the golden rod, and face your horse and tay the clouds above yon gay green wood. Weary by all's water and the misty break fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkstone pass the winding water lay. He said, "Lie down, my brindled hounds, and perch my good grey hawk, and thee, my steed, may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when ye hear my horn, and answer swift the call, for I fear that the sun will arise this morn, you may serve me best of all." Down to the water's brim he bore the round shield, and the golden rod he has cast in, to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the lake, fast and fleet gait she, one half the form of a maiden fair, and the jet black mare's body. Long, loud and shrill he blew, and steed was by his side. High overhead his grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, "Chorus well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the jet black mare. Stoop and strike my good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair." Who said, "Pray sheath thy silvery sword, lay down the round shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field." She stood in the gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. She's kissed his pale lips ancient twice, and three times round again. She's bound his wound with the golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen hale and soon, with the sun high in the day. She said, "Ride with your brindled hounds at heel, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's none can harm the knight who's kissed by the witch of the Westmerland."